You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is what football means to me. In this episode, I'm chatting with Kev Walsh. Kev will be known to Anfield Wrap listeners as one of the regular contributors to shows. Known particularly for his anti-blue nose stance, many people might be surprised to learn that it could have been very different for Kev, because, like with most Scouse families, his was pretty much split down the middle on whether to be a red or a blue.
I've got an older cousin, Ali, and he's a blue nose. He's about 18 months, 2 years older than me. So my nan's on a Sunday, we'd be playing in the garden with him.
So what age was that?
So from literally as soon as I could walk. So as soon as I've got memories, it's of playing footy in the garden. So
15, probably, 16.
Yeah, something like that. I think that's when the memories start going a bit hazy when I started going. I was about 15 or 16. But yeah, from as soon as I could walk, like I think like most of the Scouse kids, I had a football in my hand. So played in the garden with them, and then in the streets as kids as well, we all played. But literally from the age of probably 3 or 4, something like that, as soon as you can go outside and going out with my dad and playing football in the garden as well.
So that, when you're doing that, is that, do you have any, you probably can't remember if you know, that age, but do you have any concept of what football is, or are you just kicking a ball around? Like, are you trying to score, you know, or are you just literally too young to have any kind of sense of that?
I think at that age, it's just more about the competition with Lee, who's a couple of years older than me, you know what I mean? Obviously, so at that age, he can beat you all day long, but we'd play football, or we'd play with toy cars, or we'd play with whatever, do you know what I mean? And we'd always end up having a fight, like a physical fight, do you know what I mean? I very much remember him always getting the blame as well, because he was that little bit older, do you know what I mean? So it was always his fault. But at that age, it's just, I don't think I can remember like thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to score a goal or anything like that. I think it's just more like the sort of joy the like kicking a football brings. We've just been doing it in the office then, and we literally kicking a flat footy down the office. And as long as there's a ball involved, I think most people, especially fellas, obviously Harriet was trying to play as well, but you can't do keep-ups, can't you, as we've just seen. But I think fellas, just it's just like, it's a joy that you can't really, if you're not into it, it's a joy that you can't describe.